A very good afternoon from the sports team. The Proteas face a huge test tomorrow in the Champions Trophy. They take on Australia, who pulled off a pretty epic run chase against England, chasing down 351. The Proteas cruised past Afghanistan in their opening match, but Kagiso Rabada knows that the Aussies are going to be a very different challenge.
I think Australia will be a different challenge. Obviously, a higher quality of batters. We'd have to adjust to the conditions that are in front of us here. At Rawalpindi, but we'll have to adjust to that. And we watched the game yesterday to see how they're going. Seems like obviously they went pretty well to score 350, but it's just another game to try and execute and adapt on the day.
There's one match on the go at the moment. It is Bangladesh up against New Zealand. Bangladesh batted first 236 for 9 in their 50 overs. Tough going there with the bat. Najmul Shanto top scored with 77. Jaka Ali chipped in down the order with 45 to help get them to that 236 mark. In reply, though, the Black Caps under a little bit of early pressure. They're currently 19 for 2. They lost Will Young for a duck in the first over. Kane Williamson also gone, caught behind off Nahid Rana for 5. Devon Conway, Rachin Ravindra, the men at the crease at the moment. They still need 218 off 44.4 overs. They've got to go at around 4.8 runs to the over there. In some football news, Liverpool boss Arne Slot refuses to believe that the Premier League title is theirs to lose after a 2-0 victory over Man City sent the leaders 11 points clear at the top.
In every other league, having a lead like this would be very comfortable, except for this one, because this league, every single game gives you a lot of challenges. Even Plymouth Argyle gave us a lot of challenges.
Well, Newcastle showed that they're in the race for the Champions League spots after coming from a goal down to win 4-3 at home against Nottingham Forest. And now they're level in points with fourth-placed Manchester City. Going to finish with a bit of golf news. The Investec SA Open gets underway this Thursday at the Durban Country Club. It's going to be a fantastic 4 days of golfing action with defending champion Dean Burmester in the field amongst many, many others. Make sure you head to sunshinetour.co.za to grab your tickets for this week. That's all for now for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.